to the St. Joseph's podcast. Today, your host will be myself, Athena, in year six, with
Ronalee from Amethyst, year six.
Here is our guest,
Edmund from Tanzanite class, as well as
August from Tanzanite class.
In this week's podcast, we will be reflecting on the Saint Joseph's and his importance as our school celebrated his feast day.
The month of March is dedicated to Saint Joseph. Pope Pius IX declared him to be both the patron and the protector of the Catholic Church. In addition to his patronage of the sick and of a happy death, due to the belief that he died in the presence of Jesus and Mary.
There are numerous amount of symbols for this great saint. Does anybody know these symbols?
I know. A white lily, or one of the three white flowers. The whiteness of the flower represents Joseph's virtue, holiness, innocence, and obedience to God. The white flower also represents his faithfulness to Mary.
I know one too. The child Jesus. Joseph served as Jesus' guardian and the protector, especially during their travels. He also provided for Jesus, cared for him, and instructed him. A pair of turtle doves. Joseph and Mary together brought Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And according to tradition, Jesus brought the pair of turtle doves that were to be offered in sacrifice. They represent his material of poverty.
I know another one, a carpenter's square. A square is a tool most frequently used to represent St. Joseph.
In Sicily, where St. Joseph is regarded by many as a patron saint, and in many Italian-American communities, thanks are given to St. Joseph for preventing a famine in Sicily during the Middle Ages.
According to legend, there was a severe drought at the time, and the people prayed for their patron saint to bring them rain. They promised that if he answered their prayers, they would prepare a large feast to honour him.
The rain did come, and the people of Sicily prepared a large banquet for the patron saint. In Malta, people celebrate Mass in the morning and in the afternoon and go for a picnic. In the city of Rabat, an evening procession featuring the statue of Saint Joseph is also held.
In Spain, the day is a version of Father's Day.
In the Philippines, many families keep a tradition in which an old man, a young lady, and a small boy are chosen from among the poor and are dressed up as Saint Joseph, the Virgin Mary, and the child Jesus, respectively. They are then seated around a table set with the family's best silverware and china, and served a variety of courses, sometimes being literally spoon-fed by the senior members of the family, while the novena to Saint Joseph is recited at a nearby temporary altar. Does anybody else know anything about Saint Joseph's?
I've got a prayer. Should we all say it together?
Saint Joseph, watch over me and care for me, just as you care for the child Jesus. And by your help, may I come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favour of God. Amen.
What does Saint Joseph mean to everyone else?
It means to us because our school is called St. Joseph. Yesterday at Mass, I read and talked about how Joseph cared for Mary and Jesus.
I was a reader, and I talked about how St. Joseph was a carpenter and showed us the rights of workers.
So, August, you talked about how he showed the rights of workers. In St. Joseph's, we focus on Catholic social teachings, and one of them is dignity of workers. St. Joseph's is a great role model for us, and he allows us to follow the right work ethic in all we do here at St. Joseph's.
Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.
And we hope to see you next week.